Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 334. The 10 things perpetually healthy nerds do that unhealthy people don't. Part 4 by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the authors. Now, today is part 4 of 5. I'm reading a nice long post from Nerd Fitness. So if you're skipping around, I'd recommend starting at the beginning. That's episode 331. But if you're caught up, I'm going to keep this brief. Let's jump into part 4 as we optimize your life. The 10 things perpetually healthy nerds do that unhealthy people don't. Part 4 by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. PHNs invest in themselves in some way with the right things prioritized. It's usually by adjusting their finances to prioritize their health. They might have a free gym in their apartment complex or basement, but they pay money to join a gym near work with fitness classes because they hate working out alone. And if they know people are counting on them to show up, they'll actually go. Or they might prepay for 20 trainer sessions because they know if they've already paid for it, scheduled the workouts, they'll actually go. They might pay $20 to $30 just to go to a gym for 1 hour when they're on vacation. Expensive? Not when you compare it to the weeks spent after the vacation trying to get back on track. Maybe they'll skip movies or cancel their cable to instead prioritize a meal service or buy more cookbooks so they never get bored with cooking new healthy meals. In each instance, PHNs have done the math. They're not just paying for access to a gym or an overpriced omelet. They're not wasting their time when they invest their time and energy into the right things. They have their priorities in order and spend their limited resources on the most important, most efficient things. It's not what you say is a priority, it's what you spend your time or money on that's a priority. So PHNs prioritize their money and time on the best stuff, even at the expense of other creature comforts. How much money do you spend on your health? How much time and effort do you devote to creating your workouts or fine-tuning your nutrition? Have you ever hired a coach or paid for an online course? Do you buy apps or software that make your life easier? Or do you try to get by with free stuff that you know you won't actually use? Whether it's time, effort, or money, if you want to be a PHN, you need to invest in yourself with your priorities in order. This might mean spending more for a gym and canceling your cable bill, or preparing your own healthy meals instead of simply ordering out every night. You're not buying a course or a workout or an overpriced salad. You're buying expertise, accountability, and momentum. And never underestimate momentum. Number 8, they go all in on momentum. PHNs are big fans of Isaac Newton. An object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion, unless acted on by another force. Nothing could be more accurate when it comes to your health. Unhealthy nerds just starting out have a lot of inertia to overcome. Their body is used to sitting on a couch and eating junk food, which means building the habit of exercise is agonizing. they have to convince themselves to get off the couch and go out into the wilderness. Eating vegetables and healthy food sucks compared to the normal comfort food. But they use max effort to do these things a few times, and momentum starts to shift away from unhealthy towards healthy. And that's when things fall apart. Their kid gets sick, or they work late and they miss a workout. Not the end of the world, right? But then it snows the next day, and one missed workout day becomes two, which becomes 30 in the blink of an eye. And they're back to square one. PHNs know this all too well, so they dump all of their energy into cultivating and protecting their momentum. They invest their time and money in momentum building or momentum protecting products or services. PHNs know that shit happens. Travel, vacation, kids, work. So they stay focused on doing whatever they can to build momentum quickly and maintain it. Perpetual health doesn't happen in days or with a few decisions. It takes months, or more likely years, of consistent effort. So they go all in on momentum until their default behavior is healthy eating and exercise. They exercise 4 days a week without fail. Yes, even on vacation, for example. Or they go for a morning walk every single day, even when it's snowing. Or they schedule workouts for early Saturday morning with a trainer, so they know they can't drink like a fish on Friday night. Because momentum. PHNs are all in on these habits because they know it's more than just missing a workout. It's killing their momentum, and momentum is crucial to long-term, perpetual, healthy nerdiness. This is why PHNs subscribe to the never two in a row rule. We know life happens, and sometimes getting to a workout or eating healthy food that lines up with your goals isn't an option, but it's always the exception, never the rule, which is why if they miss a workout, they get to the gym the next day without fail. The next meal after an unhealthy meal is the most important meal they have ever eaten. They never make two mistakes in a row because they know momentum can be ruined in a heartbeat. Momentum is crucial to being perpetually healthy, so protect it with your life. Never miss two workouts in a row because it quickly becomes 30 in the blink of an eye. Never eat two bad meals in a row because two quickly becomes a week of pizza and Chinese food. Live by the never two in a row and build momentum with daily goals. Number 9, they know their kryptonite. PHNs are big fans of the late great physicist Richard Feynman too, even if they don't know it. Quote, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool," end quote. Unhealthy nerds might be aware of their kryptonite, but they just hope and pray they have enough willpower to overcome it every day. They eat a single Oreo and then spend an hour thinking about cookies until they go eat a whole sleeve of Oreo cookies and then berate themselves for not having more willpower. PHNs know that we all have kryptonite. We are all flawed superheroes. Unhealthy nerds try to fix their flaws through sheer willpower and then shame or guilt themselves when they can't stop their behavior. PHNs recognize their kryptonite and have a plan that doesn't require willpower to overcome it. If a PHN knows they have a sweet tooth, they don't keep cookies and candy at home. They add more steps between them and the bad habits they are trying to break. If they know grains make them unhappy and bloated, they follow a paleo diet and remove those foods completely so there's no attempt to only eat half a serving of something. If they know they struggle with portion control, then maybe they try skipping a meal with intermittent fasting. They also always ask the questions that get to the heart of their kryptonite with regards to weight gain. Maybe they eat when they're bored. Maybe they eat when they're upset. Maybe they eat when they're nervous or when they're watching TV. They know these things about themselves, and they know unhealthy food has been designed to be addictive. So they plan for it. Hear how on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 4 of the post titled "The 10 Things Perpetually Healthy Nerds Do That Unhealthy People Don't" by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One of the first things I do when I work with a new patient is I have them track their behavior. I'll have them write down if their goal is to lose weight, for example, when they ate, what they ate, how much, how they were feeling before and after, what did they do while they were eating. They often don't understand why I'm doing this. They think I'm punishing them. But I explain that in order for us to understand where we need to go, we first need to know, where are you right now? What are you doing now that we may be able to change? So when Steve mentioned that PHNs know their habits, they know their kryptonite, that's what this whole first step is about. By writing down what they eat, when, how much, how they felt, and what they were doing when they were eating, we can look for their kryptonite. We'll be able to easily find out, oh, I tend to eat when I'm bored. Or as soon as I walk through the door, I head to the fridge, but I wasn't really hungry. Yes, the mere act of having someone track their behavior is going to ultimately change their behavior because they know I'm going to look at what they're writing down. And so they're going to want to be on their best behavior, right? That's okay. Because you know what? It worked. It started their momentum. And most find it to be a really eye-opening experience. So the only way to know your kryptonite is to observe yourself. Observe your behaviors. If you went overboard with the ice cream, or in my case, pizza, stop and say, hey, what happened? Why did that happen? And what can I do differently next time? That's how you're going to find your kryptonite. Before I go, really quickly, if you want to show some support for our podcast, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Just come by oldpodcast.com/help to check it out. All right, that'll do it for today. But I'll be back tomorrow to finally finish up this post. I hope you're learning a lot. I'm loving what Steve is saying. So definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.